All right, pushing 6 o'clock here on the Hard Line. Thanks for joining us today. It's been a fun day all the way around. A really good couple of shows from our perspective. We've had a lot of fun doing it. Hopefully you had fun listening to it. And we're going to continue that thread before we get to Community Quick Hits with Dave.
Dave.
Who met with people.
Yeah, so, you know, we have limited availability with players as they are finishing up with practice.
Yeah.
And I decided that I wanted to have maybe a more meaningful conversation. You know, I did break some entertainment news on the field the other day.
You did.
And that was kind of hard-hitting. And I felt like a lot of the guys were maybe taken by surprise and maybe it hurt their heart a little bit to learn about Big Pussy. So I thought that this might be an opportunity to get to know one individual in particular and bring that person to the airwaves and let the P1s get to know them a little bit better.
Okay.
So I wanted to get a first-year cowboy.
Okay.
And not necessarily a rookie, and I did end up finding a veteran, a decorated veteran, a guy who is now with his 7th NFL team.
7th?
Yes. Now,
Bob, who is it?
He had a very promising start to his career, but the last 2 years have not gone that well.
Was this MVS?
Yes. I speak of Marquez Valdez-Scantling. So
yet another former Packer on this team.
First 4 years with the Packers, then 2 years with the Kansas City Chiefs, couple of world championships. Then in 2024, he split time between the Bills and the Saints. And then last year, split time between the 49ers and the Steelers. And so he is on your training camp roster here with the Cowboys. Not sure how much of a shot he has to make the team, because it is a very crowded wide receiver room, and there are definitely guys that have a spot already locked up. So there's probably one, maybe two spots up for grabs.
Top four are taken. So if you want to be 5 or 6, you better be able to do a lot of things. And that's the issue here is I'm not sure there's any special teams with MVS. So you better be really impressive in everything else.
All right. So let's take an opportunity.
Yep.
I gave MVS a quiz so we could all get to know him just a little bit better. Marquez, you have a minute?
Yeah, do it.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm Dave. I'm with The Ticket. We're the sports radio station in Dallas. Yeah. Welcome to Dallas. Welcome to the Cowboys.
Thank you.
How are you enjoying your experience so far?
It's been great, man. I've been welcomed with open arms. I'm absolutely excited to be here. It's an honor to play for the Cowboys, and hopefully I can help bring some championships to this place. I've been a part of some really good teams, and I know how to win, so that's my purpose of trying to bring that over here.
Okay, well, in order to get to know you, let our fans get a little bit of insight into you as a person, I want to give you a multiple choice quiz.
All right.
It's just about your preferences, okay?
All right.
So, dogs, cats, or scaled / feathered?
Dogs.
Dogs, for sure. Okay. Do you have a dog?
I got two dogs.
Two dogs? What kind?
Two huskies.
Nice.
Ace and Spade.
Are they super hyper?
No, they actually really chill.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about baseball, basketball, or hockey?
Baseball. I grew up playing baseball. I grew up in St. Petersburg, Florida, so watching the Rays play. That's been my first sport, my first love. I just happen to be better at football.
Did you play outfield?
I played shortstop and center field.
Okay.
Hang on.
What about
a little racist?
Why?
You play outfield? You run around real fast.
Well, he's 6'5", and he runs like a 4.4 40.
I would have said first base, being a tall guy, but no, you went with the, hey, athlete.
Okay.
You want him as a catcher?
Go ahead.
What about Messi, Ronaldo, or Mbappe?
Probably Messi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The GOAT, right?
Yeah.
All right. How about golf, tennis, or pickleball?
Golf. Golf.
Do you play?
Yeah. I grew up, my granddad used to take me every Sunday when I was a kid, and I hated it when I was a kid. But as I got older, I grew to appreciate the game of golf and the patience that it takes. And it doesn't matter your athletic ability. It teaches you patience, and it forces you to be consistent.
Do you have a handicap, or have you played lately?
I haven't played recently. I've been so focused with my fashion stuff and football that I haven't really got out to play.
Okay. How about
pizza, Tex-Mex, or sushi?
Can't go wrong with pizza.
Okay. Beach, mountain, or lake?
Beach. I'm a Florida boy, you know, so the lakes, there's alligators where I'm from. So okay. we stay by the beach.
You got a place down there?
Yeah, I live in Tampa.
Okay. How about missionary, cowgirl, or wagon train?
That's a crazy question.
Like in the Old West,
yeah.
Would you rather be a missionary, a cowgirl, or on a wagon train?
Put me on the wagon train.
Okay. How about man, zone, or bracket coverage?
Give me man. No one wants to be getting double teamed, and zone is boring.
It is boring, yeah. Right? What about New York, L.A., or Chicago?
I'm not a big West Coast guy.
When you're here,
probably I would go New York because Chicago is really windy.
Yeah, true. That's why they call it the Windy City. How about car, truck, or SUV?
Depends on the car. I'm 6'5", so I don't fit in. I don't fit in a lot of cars, so I'll probably got to go SUV.
Do you have a favorite car or SUV right now?
Yeah, I got a multitude of cars, but G-Wagon was always my dream car as a kid growing up, so I got one of those.
You got, like, super custom spec?
Yeah, I got all the good stuff.
Okay. How about Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter, or Dua Lipa?
There's no D choice, if I none of the above.
No, that's fine. How about Cardi B, Doja Cat, or Megan Thee Stallion?
I'll probably have to go Cardi B. I like the way she raps.
Okay. And last one, mouth, butt, or clip?
Is there any context to that?
Yeah, parts of a handgun. Your favorite part of a handgun.
Clip.
All right, nice.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Marquez.
Yeah, for sure.
Good luck this season.
Thank you.
The last one was clip.
And what did he say?
Clip. And he clip was his favorite part of the gun.
I do enjoy his response within a nanosecond of any context to that.
Yeah, he was a very sweet and very bright guy.
What was the other one? Missionary?
Missionary, cowgirl, or wagon train?
Like if you were on the trail, like what?
Yeah.
Would you be the parson?
Yeah. Would you be like we're out here in California where all of these towns were settled by missionaries?
No, you're...
Boy,
you're right. He's right.
You pivoted really well.
You did.
You anticipated that move ahead of time.
You did. It's 40 chess.
Yeah, I don't know why he balked at either of those questions.
I don't either. That was great.
Yeah.
Good to have MVS.
No doubt.
You think he's got cooler cars than you do?
Yeah, he has a multitude of cars than you do.
When you count your cars as a multitude...
Yeah.
That's a number bigger than I have ever had to worry about.
Indeed. All right,
you know,
Dave.
You know why? More cars, more problems.
Bro, you're telling me.
Where am I supposed to park all these things?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, think of all the oil changes.
Oh, insurance?
The worst.
Yeah.